Hello, everybody, and welcome to the How We Do podcast.
He's not recording yet.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, he is. Thanks. Thanks for ruining the intro.
You fucking goofed it.
What are you doing, Kyle?
I was really hoping that...
God.
That game just gotta go with it.
Betty, get in here.
Betty, play the music.
God. I'm one of your hosts. I am Kyle. Who else do we have with us?
The ruiner of things.
I'm Ian.
Ian's here. I'm here. Gage is here.
And I'm here. Jared's here.
Cool.
For a special another, guest.
For another episode.
Back-to-back guest appearance.
Back-to-back-to-back. No, this is one back.
Shit. Not that many backs yet.
We're now, would you date a girl with multiple backs?
That's what the question becomes.
How many backs are we talking about here? Are we talking
the front back and the back back?
Oh,
that back back.
No, because I can't stand bottoms. It when people turn their back to me. So,
oh, what if she's always turning?
You'll have to stand sideways at you. Be by your side.
Anyway, fuck it. I don't know. We can't start with more people we're not gonna date. What's wrong with other people?
So yeah, we're here again.
Yep. Back at it, because...
Back at it again.
Because why not?
Well, real quick, wherever you're listening to the show, just make sure you hit and subscribe. You're hitting that like button. You're hitting that 5-star rating. Leaving mm-hmm. comments. Following us on Twitter, because we have an official Twitter handle now.
For sure on Twitter now.
At yep. How We Do Podcast. See us on there. Just get involved.
Send us questions.
We're a new show. We can use all the subs we want. Or need. Just give us stuff.
Yep.
All right. Someone start it.
Ian?
I'm scared to produce.
Okay, so to start... I was reminiscing, I guess you could say, about the things that I did when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of really fucking dumb things and stupid things, and I was wondering, what did you guys do when you were kids that today seems really fucking weird and, like, ridiculous? Because me, okay, it's the time of year where fireflies are out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid, me and my sisters, because I grew up with four of them and no brothers, I was kind of a weirdo. Surprised I'm not gay. But, you know,
we're surprised too.
Thanks. You sound like my dad.
We're here if
awesome. I still haven't seen him. But we would take the fireflies, and this is not an exaggeration, we would smush them to our skin and use it as war paint.
Okay, I used to do the same thing.
And I mean, just
wait,
like...
Wait, what? What are you talking about,
all
Jared?
All of us. We would smush the shit out of fireflies on our skin.
This is not the first time we've had this conversation. We had this conversation in front of two of your sisters before,
Didn't blink an eye.
They're embarrassed, probably.
They should
be. I'm not proud. That was war paint,
well,
damn it.
I wouldn't be proud, I don't think.
Man,
yep. I slaughtered fireflies and fought with sticks. I was a goddamn heathen.
So, you can also take fireflies and just smush them onto the ends of sticks.
Yeah.
And you get, like, little glowy ones.
Or up your nose.
I used to take fireflies... Man, I don't want to say this publicly at all. I'm just...
Don't worry, don't listen.
Go for it.
You used to put it on your wiener, huh?
No. I used to catch, like, a jar full of fireflies, and I would kill every single one of them and draw my name on the ground.
So how many people do you have in your basement right now?
Yeah. Do you keep people in jars?
Six.
What is it like to wear skin?
How much lotion do you got on? I'll
tell you, Alex, it feels great.
Awesome. Jesus Christ.
Just wow. The weight's been lifted off your shoulders.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Just like skin off your back.
Front back or back back?
Which back are we talking?
I apparently had a lot of
problems as a child, yeah.
Are they sociopathic tendencies?
What do you mean?
Like, slaughtering just an entire jar of bugs and
no, I don't think that
pouring
makes you
water
that
into
doesn't make you a sociopath. It makes you a psychopath.
It'd be okay. Different if you ate them.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't
I don't
eat them.
Think so?
See, we would take
but, like,
knives
I would look for...
What? I'm sorry, continue.
No, what'd you say?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
We would take knives into the woods and cut down small trees and make forts.
That's oh, okay. That's normal. Okay. You see the way you led that; it was really
like
starting out really bad.
I feel like there's so much more here.
No. I had a brother.
He
liked to go camping
in my backyard.
So now he's camping forever.
You guys have all seen my house, so like my backyard.
Yeah,
it's I've
like
never seen
a
backyard.
Wood. Shut your mouth. It's a pretty wooded area. It's just a wooded area.
Okay.
So we had taken
like the woods.
Yeah, like the woods. So we took a bunch of trees and we like cut the branches off of them, like the big branches. and then we use them and attach them to other trees to make a ladder to go up into the trees, and we built like a fort up in the tree. Well, this one kid up the street was above the weight capacity for this.
Call him fat.
Well, no, I'm more calling our craftsmanship just not fantastic, and he just fell straight through.
Seven,
probably
pounds?
8 pounds, about 8 pouns. We had the fire department out there and everything.
He got stuck
and
in the tree,
he fell
didn't
straight
he?
Through it. No, mm-hmm. Didn't get stuck in the tree. Got stuck out of the tree.
I was gonna ask you how many times you fell out of this fort.
I didn't go in it.
All right, fair.
Why'd you build it? You built it so you can tantalize the other kids to come over.
I
and
built
falling?
It because it looked cool. I didn't trust myself to stand on it.
Psychopath.
Maybe I'll catch him in a jar and write my name in him.
Yeah.
Just write my name with blood, you know.
I didn't have whatever the murderous tendencies for fireflies like you two did.
Oh, I did. I did too.
Rit the
fuck? Oh, yes.
What? Like,
dude, what? Tennis rackets. Tennis rackets are
perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
What? No.
Well, at least we used them.
No, I just...
You're just hunting for fun. We hunted for the game.
Yeah,
for
we
the,
hunted
for
the
product.
Come on.
We hunted for product.
Yeah, it's like killing a spider for their silk.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. I don't think so. But okay.
No?
So how long... Again, I'm not a slayer of dragonflies. Fireflies. How long did they glow?
For like a couple
about
seconds.
8 seconds.
So it was worth it, wasn't it?
I
for
would
eight
say.
Seconds, absolutely.
Look at heroin.
Lunatics. So you're equating fireflies to heroin?
It felt pretty good.
Well.
Running around that light's good.
Learned a lot today.
So did you ever find out you could crack open a glow stick and just rub that on your body? Like
that's actually
maniac?
Really bad for you.
Yeah,
oh, that's really
I did
bad
not
for
do
you.
That because
no,
I didn't want shards of glass
in
me.
No, actually is really bad for you.
Not just this tendency where you're killing animals.
No, well, they're not animals.
For their blood.
They're insects.
Bugs, whatever.
There's enough of them. Do fireflies even have like an actual purpose? Are they beneficial to...
They made Owl City famous.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, they should have died before then.
Yeah.
They're called Owl City, not Firefly City. Stupid asshole.
Well, 10,000 owls doesn't sound cool. It sounds annoying.
I don't think anything
so
rhymes
what did
with
you,
owls.
What did you do when you were a kid then that was weird?
See, and I've had this conversation a few times with people. I didn't do a lot of weird things when I was a kid. Like, I just didn't have, like...
He does
inside.
A lot of weird things now.
Yeah, I'm weird to make up for it, I guess. And I stayed inside. I had toys. You know, I had Hot Wheels cars. I played with those. But I didn't, like, I didn't go outside and play with weird stuff. I didn't play with, like, messy things. I didn't play in the mud. I wasn't one of those kids.
Yeah, see...
Also, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up, so...
Well,
didn't
I
have the opportunities to do
I
weird
had
things.
One friend, and his name was the weirdest name I've still ever heard. His name is Kanani.
Kiki.
Kinda. It's her brother.
Sure.
But we would go into the woods and go snake hunting.
Oh, no.
And we would hunt for snakes when little kids. And we were, like, in, like, bear country. Like, you know...
Well, you can't find snakes in bear country.
You gotta go to snake country.
You know that mountain that... you know the mountain that Wrong Turn is based after? Like, it's a true story, but Wrong Turn.
I think so.
That mountain, we lived the mountain over from that. And we would go into the woods with our sticks and go snake hunting.
With sticks?
Yeah,
mistakes
and maybe a sharp rock.
Okay.
Oh.
To attach
tools,
to the stick or just like on your offhand?
In addition.
Like you have your
in addition to said stick.
Okay.
It was pretty fun. We also had a deck that we played on.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut my foot on it once.
Did you catch any snakes? Like, did anything come out of that or?
I think it was the first time I pooped in the woods.
Nice. Nice.
So when I was a kid, maybe and a little older, we'd made Jackass videos.
Okay. We used to do that too.
So
yeah,
we didn't make videos, but
we used to do it.
I had a camcorder, so like, I mean, I've been in video production for a long time now, and maybe that's what started it. So we'd make Jackass
each other
videos,
up, beating the shit out of each other,
sure, shooting each other point blank with a paintball gun, doing blind tag at the park, running into shit, things like that, eating gross things, all that stupid.
What
shit.
Did you eat that was gross?
So what we did, we took two slices of bread and basically took every condiment out of the fridge and like garlic paste and all this weird bullshit and put it on the sandwich and fed it somebody who was blindfolded.
So.
That's terrifying.
It was pretty bad.
Similar to that.
Yeah, I have one too.
The, well, not the food, but the Jackass part. So,
me neither.
We have like a sewer ditch, like from my neighborhood where like the sewer drains go down and it pours out through there.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, pretty steep, just straight down into the middle there. And I told my friend, Cody.
Sure.
To, we were snowboarding, like into the ditch and trying to see if we could not fall over. And the second or third time, he broke his wrist.
Ugh.
And then I said, no, we're not going to do this anymore.
Yep.
You have to go to the doctor. And
he ruined it for everybody.
His fragile wrist ruined it for everyone.
Damn.
See, I thought you were going to say, no, we're going to keep going. We're gonna get this.
Yeah, what?
We got to do it. No, we gave up. We gave up at that point. But that was pretty much the end of our Jackass escapades.
Really? We did it over like a few years.
No, yeah, same with me.
And everything.
We did it forever.
No.
Like, we did one where someone was standing on like the hood of a toy box. And we had it on the ground and had it hooked up to the back of a four-wheeler. And we just tried to see who could stand up on it the longest.
My cousin drove a four-wheeler into a pool. Like, into the side of his pool.
That's just a waste of a four-wheeler.
It was a waste of the pool. The four-wheeler's fine.
But yeah, speaking of, like, things that I ate when I was a kid.
Fireflies.
Worms.
Well, made my tummy glow.
Shut the fuck up.
My sister had a birthday party, and it was a Fear Factor birthday party. And they had, was it caviar? The baby snails that you eat?
Escargot.
Yeah. They had fish eggs. They had a cow tongue. They had like a cow heart.
What the fuck?
Dude, it was fucking crazy. Like, dude, like it was bull a bunch
testicles?
Of like.
Like what?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a bunch of foods that are like fine to eat, but like just like really fucking weird. And they had a Fear Factor episode.
Yeah.
For her, I think it was in sixth grade. For a sixth grade birthday party.
Was Joe Rogan there?
He was.
Nice.
Cocaine Holy fever shit. And all.
Yeah.
Man,
Joe Rogan's just fucking wired, ready to go. Eat that talking dick. Get in there.
I never really ate anything weird when I was a kid, but when I was in middle school, we had like the cicadas and all that jazz, and this kid in my school definitely was charging $5 to eat cicadas. And
he's charging other people $5 to eat cicadas?
No. People were giving him $5 to eat cicadas.
I bet his tummy was full.
It was just multiple people.
Ew.
He ended up, I don't know how much money he got, because I wasn't that close of my friend, but...
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with this cicada.
Fuck that kid. Yeah, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for subscribing.
Yeah, click subscribe.
I was a Firefly kid, so...
I bet your stomach still feels fucking weird.
Still
buzzes. It's probably going...
And for 7 years,
they're back.
It's cicada season.
You can't play Gears of War without having flashback. Well, damn.
What about you, remember, Kyle? What did you do? That was weird. We haven't yet to ask you.
No, like cicadas. I remember I was talking to my cousin on the phone one time, and I. Like, one of them, like, came up and hit me in the face, and I screamed, and I dropped the phone, and I ran inside.
What?
I can just imagine, like, child Kyle being like, just, like, dropping the phone and booking it.
Yeah.
I had,
while he still was on the phone, like, I don't know what happened. Are you dead? Like, I don't know.
Kind of keeping with the cicadas here, because it's important, man. No, so when they when the cicadas were here, like, the last time that I remember or whatever, and it was real bad, I had caught one, and... It stayed on my hand, and it was, like, crawling up my arm, and it was totally chill, so I was like, oh, this is my pet George now. I named him George, and then the redhead girl from across the street came over, took it out of my hand, and just smashed it.
Maybe she was a firefly queen.
I was 14, and I cried in the middle of the street.
Maybe she was hunting those instead of fireflies.
I was so upset.
Was she, like, here? Oh,
no,
I got it for you.
She was like, look, I'll do it. And she killed it. I was like, why would you kill it? And she goes, it was on your arm. I was like, I know.
So in her mind, she saved the fuck out of you.
She
was
saved
like,
my life.
What if she had like a huge crush on you? She's like, I'll save him and then he'll fall in love with me.
Did you kiss her?
No.
What? Where's the love story?
How many teeth she got?
One.
She had 9 ears going down her neck.
She had 9 ears going down her neck. Just one tooth.
And eyes
locked
on her
jaw
fingers.
Open, eyes on her fingers.
And I said
and 12
no.
toes.
I said no.
And I thought about it. I was like, let me get back to you tomorrow.
I'll get back to you in 15 years.
Damn it. Well, I'm sorry your cicada is dead.
Yeah. See, I had something. I had a similar story of something crawling on me. When I was a kid, we used to play with Daddy Long Legs.
Okay, I have a Daddy Long Legs story.
Yeah, and it was crawling on me, and then at one point, my arm just started stinging. And, like, from this point on, I will never touch a Daddy Long Leg, because, like, where it was crawling on me, it stopped, and then it just stung. Like, it felt like I got stung by a bee.
Damn.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was freaking out, and I was like, smack the shit out of my arm. And, like, dude, they have, like, a certain smell. And now, like, whenever I smell it, I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I'm outie 5,000.
Okay. I went to King's Dominion once with a group of friends, and it was later in the night at this point. I think it was during their Halloween thing or whatever, but I mean, still bugs out. It was still nice out. I was dating this girl who was significantly shorter than me. I'm 6'1"-ish. She was about 5'1". So we had just started dating maybe a month prior. And like, we're having a great time. Everyone's having a really good time, you know. And we're in line for the avalanche ride, the toboggan ride. Really fun ride.
That is a fun ride. That made me, I can't do that anymore because I'm sick now from it.
Really?
Yeah, I did it so many times that spinning in circles makes me sick.
But it's like a good couple's ride because she sits in between your legs and everything. It's fun. You know, everybody likes it. Anyway, so she comes up to me and she gives me a hug. And I'm like, oh, I'm good, huh? So I reach my arm, put my arm around her, and I look down. And as I look down, she's looking at me, smiling, being real cute and all. At the same time I see her smiling up, a daddy long leg is walking across her face.
No.
And I'm like, ah! And I take my hand, and I swipe at her face. Somehow, ninja skills Gage missed her face completely, got the daddy long leg. Like a fucking
You were
bro.
In the zone.
I was in the zone.
Like a bro?
Pro.
Oh, I thought you said bro.
Yeah, and then we fist bumped afterwards. I was like, gotcha, bro. She was like, thanks, champ.
But thanks, yeah, champ. Avalanche just later.
Just swiped it right off her face without hitting her. She didn't miss a beat. She didn't even know it was on her face. She was like, what was that for? I was like, there was a fucking spider crawling on you, you fucking weirdo. If you didn't know, I would have known immediately. So, that happened.
Aren't they, like, super poisonous?
Yeah. They are to us, though. They're the most poisonous spider in the world. They just can't
Pierce our skin.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of poisonous shit, I found out the most poisonous snake in the world is in Australia. It's called the inland tapin.
Okay, the most poisonous anything ever is in Australia.
Dude,
yeah. To start with.
It's the land of death.
One bite has enough poison to kill 100 men. If you do not see a doctor within 30 minutes, you die.
I believe it.
In one bite.
Yep.
Dude, that thing is scary as
fuck Australia.
Dude, no doubt. And then there's New Zealand right next to it, and it's the most peaceful place in the world.
Yeah, well,
I'd go.
You'd I mean, Australia? I'd go too. Yeah.
You can't have a Volvo.
Yeah, you can't have a Volvo.
That I'm not worried about. That wasn't my destination.
You just can't have a self-driving Volvo.
Yeah.
Fair.
You can have a Volvo. They're not all self-driving cars.
I would not own a Volvo unless it's self-drove.
Volvos are just shitty cars.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to. You can own whatever you want.
Yeah, I didn't have my grandma lived in it.
A Buick. I'd rather have a Buick than a Volvo.
Hey, Buicks are great cars.
They're very safe, actually.
Is that why old people drive them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they crash, they don't fall apart. Old people are brittle, like cookies.
Just falling apart.
Okay. Next topic, or did you have more kid stuff you want to talk about?
Well, Kyle never really talked about the weird shit he did when he was a kid.
I mean, like the only thing I can think of...
Besides abusing fireflies with
tennis
rackets.
That's the only thing that comes to mind, really. It's like me and my cousin would just go out and just kill fireflies. That's it. Like, I can't...
I used to fight teddy bears.
What does that mean?
Me and my brothers would fight. Because, like we were... This was in, like, early 2000s. So, like, wrestling
fighting
was still...
allowed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wrestling was huge.
Sure.
So...
Wrestling's still huge.
That's about it.
Well, no. I would, like, set up these, like, stuffed animals, and they'd be the bad guys. And I'd have to go in, and I'd have to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's just a kid with imagination.
I had a huge imagination. I still do, and a lot of people think I'm retarded, but...
Well, wait. You're not... No?
We're here for you if you are. It's okay. You can
I have to
you
call
can
my
us.
Mom.
Do it.
Tell her what I said. Cry.
So, me and my brother we had Hot Wheels. Everybody remembers Hot Wheels?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I specifically said Hot Wheels on this podcast.
Okay,
already.
Well, there you go. You remember them. Cool. So, we had a long track. We had a long track of Hot Wheels, like track, and I would take my car, and he would take his car, and we would ram them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then whichever one flipped over lost.
You beat it with a hammer.
And then whichever one lost, we would take out back, and like those hard like solid metal rakes, we would just smash the shit out of
That's
them.
Kind of right.
Wow. See, we did a similar thing, but with sticks.
Yeah, no, they like permanently destroyed these cars.
Yeah, we would take sticks and have sword
but
fights.
I thought
you meant each other at first.
No,
like,
no.
If you lost, you get beat with a metal.
You lose. Slam,
no.
Slam.
So I had. Slam. I had bought, and there's going to be a second part of this now too. I had bought a brown metallic Ferrari, and it had a slanted front. So I realized that having this slanted front car, every time we did this, it would go under, and his would fly up and flip over.
Yeah.
So I started using this car, and he couldn't find one that could beat it. So I just kept destroying all of my brother's Hot Wheels. Then Beyblades came around.
Oh, shit.
So you remember Beyblades.
Let them rip.
So they you know, plastic, like little zoom, and then...
plastic.
Man,
well,
you're
no,
selling
no,
me on
they,
this product.
So I had gotten a Beyblade first, and I was like really into it. I watched like the cartoon and everything. I was like, look at this. And he was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna get one too. He got one and he beat mine, and then he beat it again. So I went and I bought one of the metal ones, and then I broke his Beyblade, and he cried, and I felt so bad about it that I had to buy him his own metal Beyblade, and I ended up buying him one that was better than mine. So it was just a never-ending struggle of not being good enough at toys.
What you bought was a Ninja Star.
Yeah, you bought a weapon.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't beat him in the face with it when he was done.
Did you guys take those out back and beat him with a rake?
No. No. They were a lot more expensive than Hot Wheels.
It's true. So. Hot Wheels are like 90 cents.
They are 92 cents or something like that.
Damn.
How are they still making them? I can't believe they're still making them. That's crazy. Man.
People still collect them.
Yeah, that's really the biggest part of Hot Wheels is people that collect them.
My dad collects like Speed Racer Hot Wheels.
Like the ones that are like themed after something. Yeah. So, I mean, that makes sense, but. Okay. Weirdos.
Yeah, well.
Fucking weirdos.
Hey, you're the one that didn't eat mud.
Why do you have to eat mud, though?
I didn't eat mud.
You fooled me.
Wow.
I would have guessed you ate mud.
You know what I would have guessed?
What?
Something.
Guess
else.
It. Guess it.
Guess it? That you probably were not very cool.
Remember how a minute ago you said he had a huge imagination still?
Yeah.
Not really.
Where's it at now?
It's in different places.
Okay. It's busy.
Yeah, it's busy coming up with like weird deformities for women.
That part of his brain is when being used to breathe.
When you're arrested and go to jail and they make the documentary about you, then they go in your basement and find deformed women put together by other pieces of other women that have been murdered.
This one's Betty. This one's Cheryl.
We found a girl down there with one mouth, with one tooth and her mouth stuck open. It's fucking weird.
This guy's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
He's wearing their
skin.
Said
4 gauge for it. On, I don't know. It's carved into her skin.
A big bow.
Date me.
Will you have
please
me?
Just love me.
Sure.
You're going to go home and be like, sorry, he said no. Yeah, I tried.
You're going to beat her with a stick.
Got to make you uglier.
Let's move on. Jesus Christ.
So, I love really bad movies.
Okay.
Like Sharknado is pretty good.
Sure.
I think we talked about that before.
On the show?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We glossed over it, I think.
We've only done four episodes, I still can't remember.
Talking about sci-fi and chiller movies.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
Right. I will watch any movie. I don't care.
Any movie?
Any movie. I don't know. But there is one movie I actually do hate.
Okay.
Like, I like bad movies, but this is a bad movie that I don't like.
That's what I think it is.
The Walrus.
Oh,
that's with, that's the Kevin Smith movie? Yes. What's his name? Justin something?
Justin Long.
That is not called Walrus.
No? What's it called?
That's called Tusk.
Tusk! That's it.
I knew what you're talking about.
I don't know.
What is that?
That's the one where he like is doing surgery on Justin Long
this
and he turns him into a walrus?
I think he goes to Canada. Like, he's on this podcast and the premise of the podcast is he goes to this place and he explains the trip to his buddy.
Sure.
So he goes to Canada and he ends up getting kidnapped by this crazy doctor and he turns him into a walrus. Because apparently this guy, he was lost at sea, and he was rescued by a walrus. So I guess he's trying to recreate the walrus that saved him and saved his life. I don't know. It's a fucking bad movie. It's not funny. I didn't laugh once.
Oh, is it supposed to be funny?
It's supposed to be like a dark comedy, but it's...
Interesting.
It's not good.
I haven't seen it, but I know of the movie.
Yeah.
I really...
Spoilers, by the way. Didn't...
What?
I was really hoping you were going to say The Room.
That's what I was going to bring up. I just watched The Room for
the first
time. I
have never seen it, and I want to so bad.
I have it.
I literally just watched it the other night. For no reason.
Is it good?
No, it's not.
It's
but
is it a good bad movie?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. So I never really bought into that whole good bad movie thing. Like, I've seen movies that people are like, "Oh, it's so bad, it's good," and I watched it. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't laugh at it. You know, but like, I think that might come with me actually working in that business a little bit, where I don't see it. I'm like, well, this is just fucking shit. Why would they even? Well, how could this leave any production studio ever? Kind of thing. But then, like, watching this, I was like, There's some kind of weird charm to this movie that makes me like kind of invested. I saw it through, and then of course the Disaster Artist, the movie that James Franco and Seth Rogen are making, that piqued my interest even more. So I went out and I actually watched it, and I'm like, I mean, I get why people are saying it's bad, and now I got to learn more about it. So now I want to listen to the audiobook, and now I want to see the James Franco movie, and like just fucking wow.
It makes no sense
it's
at all.
So,
it's just like, it's like we're going to go here, and you, then here, and then here. And then we're just going to put on suits and play football.
If you cut it down into the football scene, it's like 30 minutes of just throwing football. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I really want to see this movie.
You should watch it. You, like, just for the phenomenon that is The Room, you should watch it. That and the funny. Ending just came out of nowhere. I was like, how the fuck did he come to this? That's stupid. Tommy Wiseau is fucking weird.
Probably not going to watch it, so can you tell me everything about it?
No, because you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
His accent, by the way, where is that from?
He's Polish, right?
Is he Polish? Or yeah. He's like French and like some type of, I don't know, German maybe?
I think he's Polish, but like before The Room filmed, he was also in a really bad car accident too that really fucked him up. So
didn't know that.
That could attribute to his speech impediment.
Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, dude, man.
Hey, doggy.
Oh, hi, Mark. So how's your sex life? Just fucking weird shit. Like, where the writing...
His laugh is great.
Like, the take state of the movie were so bad they had to dub it so many times, and it's so bad.
So much ADR.
It's so awful. And, like, the character progression for his girlfriend in the movie is so back and forth, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's just... And I'm not going to sit here and dissect the fucking room, because everyone knows it's bad. But, like, god damn, how did that fucking get anything?
There's like 4 sex scenes in the first 20 minutes of the movie.
And 2 of the sex scenes are the same sex scene. He repurposes the footage of the first sex scene for the second sex scene. It's because I feel like he was too awkward to ask the girl to get naked again and fuck him. It's just fucking weird shit.
You should definitely watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch it.
It's so worth it.
Me and my girlfriend just watched a Batman movie
last night. Don't.
No, it was a good movie. It wasn't a bad movie. It was the Under the Red Mask.
Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
Why? What is your problem with the Red? What is it?
Nothing. It was really good.
Okay.
I really liked it. We were talking about movies. I just want to add something.
We were talking about bad movies.
Oh. Under the Red Hood. I thought you said bad movies.
there is a movie. It's a horror movie. It's one of those openly satirical horror movies.
Sure.
It's called Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I think I've seen this.
This is about a demonic turkey that comes to life on Thanksgiving and just kills people. But there's a line in particular from the movie that has always made me laugh, and it's so cliche to the Thanksgiving theme, and he just goes, "Gobble, gobble, motherfucker." Oh. And I don't know why every time I hear it, I laugh, but that alone was enough to make me actually enjoy watching this movie for an hour and some odd.
I like that you're like, worth
I remember
it.
That joke. That was a good joke.
Worth it. Exactly.
Speaking of the gobble gobble motherfucker, in my family, they live in West Virginia, you know, where the men are mad and the sheep are nervous, and some of them turkey hunt. Mm-hmm. And there's one of them that has a hair lip, and he talks like differently. Okay. It's a deformed and he killed these turkeys illegally, and the game wardens were after him, and like they didn't know who it was, and then he got really drunk and everyone convinced him to call the sheriff's department and say gobble 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 motherfuckers. So he called him and it was literally like yum 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 motherfuckers, and then the next day he got arrested because they knew who it was after he said
god
it. And it was the funniest thing.
Great. Great decision.
What other bad movies peak your mind when
I liked Rubber. Rubber was pretty good.
Rubber was good.
I don't think that was a bad movie.
I think that was actually a good movie.
It's about the tire that could blow things up with his mind.
Yeah, that just killed people. Fuck? It was so self-aware.
Okay.
It was so great. Where like it knew it was a movie, and like there would be like extras and stuff hanging around, and he would just like the tire would start to shake, and then the people would just explode.
But, like, there was, like, an audience, like, a real-life audience, like, watching him, and then they would feed them poison food and then kill them. It was fucking weird, but it was an awesome movie. I love that movie. I watched it at Virginia Tech.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
I think it's on Netflix.
I think it is, too. If it's not, it's definitely on Hulu.
It used to be on Netflix. I don't know if it still is.
I'll have to look it up.
Have
you seen Teeth?
Yep.
Yes.
Teeth's a good one.
That was pretty good.
That was a pretty weird movie.
It is weird, but like, it's like when they tried so hard to, but like.
Have you seen the movie Zombievers?
No, I have heard it though.
Dude, so there's a scene in the movie, and this girl gets bit by a beaver, and she turns into a zombiever, and she gets like the tail and the teeth and everything.
Like as a human?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, and they lock her in this room, and they hear like the scratching at the door, and then you just hear like a solid, like a. And they're like, what's going on? And it flips to her, and she's, like, squatting on the floor, and her tail's just smacking the floor, and she's making a hole with her tail so she can dig out. And it was the funniest scene. And then they, like, flip this car, and, like, it's just this fucking ridiculous-ass movie, and it's so funny.
So I think on that, though, we have to ask Gage, would you still find her attractive?
Yeah, would you date her?
Mm. Would you date a zombie girl?
Do I find her attractive?
That's a question for you. Okay.
I don't know if she looks right. You find beavers attractive.
This is a traditionally attractive woman that has been turned into a zombiever.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
She's a 9. She was a 9 before she became a beaver. Ooh.
There is a girl in the movie. She does go topless. She's an 8.
I'm going to need a minute mark.
So you got a 9. And now she has a beaver tail. A beaver tail with beaver teeth. And probably like fucked up eyes because beavers are kind of weird.
Actually, you guys talk. I'll pull up a picture.
Get a picture, and I'll make a decision.
All right.
So kind of leaning towards you.
I mean, some fucked up teeth. Like, you know, beavers got them wood chopping teeth.
Not every sexual experience needs the mouth.
Well,
write that down.
That's fair.
Just wanted to throw that out there for everybody.
And I mean, with the tail, are you into spanking? Because that tail, that's got you covered.
It's pretty goddamn powerful. Covered.
Listen, I'm not like, I won't say that I'm into it. I've never had been in a position where is this her? Oh, whoa.
Oh, those are wow.
Probably not.
The teeth.
That's a no?
Probably not.
Who? Yeah, I think that's probably a no for me as well.
Oh,
actually.
My God.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they are jutting out of her mouth.
Yeah, those teeth are like real out there.
That's what she turned into.
You can't even close your mouth to cover that up.
No.
Probably not.
Yikes.
Yeah, but
did she buy me a drink first?
Zombievers.
Yeah, I've seen the poster.
And then there's that one. Yeah. Zombievers. It was like a 10 out of 10, but not watch again. But
so it's not a 10, it's not a 10 out of 10 then.
Well, 10 out of 10 people that watch it will not watch it again.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Right. So, teeth.
Yes.
I love the fact that they didn't mention the nuclear power plant behind her house whatsoever.
Right.
It's just there.
But they show, I mean, it's implied that that's kind of what happened.
But they're like, no, this is like a legend, and like this, like it's an urban legend.
It almost feels like the
only one wiener can set her free or something.
The true hero or whatever. God. The fuck. It's almost like the movie like implies that, you know, she's exposed to radioactivity, so that's why she has teeth in her fucking vagina.
Right.
And then, but then, like, the town also knows that she has teeth in her vagina, but none of her classmates know, but, like, all the teachers are aware of it. Like, the school's aware of it because they put the sticker in the fucking book to cover up what a vagina's supposed to look like.
I think that's just the town.
You think
so? I think that was just, like, the, like, sexual, like, privacy.
Okay.
Yeah. From
okay, because I guess it's a very churchy kind of town.
Yeah.
With the purity rings and all that shit.
The Opaline racers or whatever.
Excuse me?
This is a speed racer.
What?
No?
No.
Anyway, it's a fucking bad movie. And it's just like,
did you guys see that Krampus movie?
No, yes. I wanted to, though.
That movie sucked.
I liked it.
That's kind of newer, right?
It's semi.
I didn't hate it.
I hated it because I could have been better.
It was funny. I didn't hate it as much as I was a little bit disappointed in it.
Yeah, I was very
disappointed. But I wouldn't say that I hated it, no.
I hated it because I was disappointed.
I expected more from it.
I walked away upset.
Was it a comedy? Was it like a horror movie?
It was supposed to be like a horror comedy kind of
Okay.
deal. And I mean, it had its funny moments, but it didn't, like, I don't know.
It seemed really forced. Just super forced.
They missed opportunities that they should have taken advantage of. So.
Well, do you think they were not going for the obvious joke?
They're like, that's too easy.
Well, no. It's not necessarily like obvious jokes as much as it is like, there are things that they should have done with the movie that they just didn't do.
Mm.
At the end of the movie, isn't it all, like, spoilers, alert. At the end of the movie, isn't it just a dream, or does everyone die?
I'm pretty sure they all died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure everybody died. Like, there was no survivors or anything.
Maybe the kid survived. Like, I think one of the kids might have survived or something.
You gotta have one survivor.
Like, because I think the kid got taken by Krampus, because, like, that's what Krampus does. He steals your fucking kids.
Kind of like Kyle's grandma.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Well,
just keeps the kids.
Sure.
Keeps grandkids.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
They have their cups on their cage.
Yeah, and they just rattle.
So I think that the one kid gets taken and then like put back in the house and it's just empty. I think. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I only watched it once, but
yeah, I saw it once. I rented it and watched it with my dad.
Oh, I watched it in theaters.
I don't watch anything in theaters.
You don't watch anything.
Yeah.
I did watch something in theaters. It was the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I told you.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't like to buy things and or pay for watching anything? Movies. I don't like paying for anything. Mm. It sucks.
So you just rob yourself of that experience.
I do. I rob it because, you know, sometimes when you rob, you flaw. It's what you get.
What was that? Yep.
Hmm? Speaking of movies, is there like a super popular, well-respected movie that everybody loves universally that you don't like?
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, I fucking hate that movie.
I hate all of them. I've never seen one.
No, well, okay, hold on. No. You can't say you hate all of them because the first two are great.
I've seen Tokyo Drift.
The first two are... There should have been Fast and Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious. That should have been it. Should have stopped.
Which one? The remake of Too Fast, Too Furious? Or wait,
no. The remake? No, because the first movie is called Fast and the Furious. The second one's called Too Fast, Too Furious.
Okay.
Like with twos, like the number two.
Right.
And they were like all about like the underground street racing stuff, and it was great. It was
Tokyo
fun.
Drift was all because
right. That was three, right? Tokyo Drift was
three. Tokyo Drift was the third one. And they were fine because that was like when Need for Speed Underground was popular. And everybody was like, oh, fuck yeah, I wanna have this.
Nice and neon lights.
Yeah, exactly.
I like. And so they were great. Most Wanted.
And then now they're like these action movies and they just have cars. Now they're
driving tanks.
They drive tanks and they get chased by fucking submarines. They're flying, like driving out of airplanes.
Yeah, like the first movie, they're stealing, like, DVD players.
Yeah.
The last movie, they're like, well, we gotta run around the world police.
Oh, how they've grown.
Yeah.
So, can we put NOS on a submarine?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I don't think people, like, regard, like, it's not like, Fast and Furious isn't looked at as, like, oh,
it's not like a critic.
My girlfriend loves those movies.
I don't like them. I've seen a few of them. I just can't get into them. I'm not a car person either.
Well, yeah,
I'm not either. Yet.
I could give a shit less if my car looks really cool, as long as it gets me where I need to go.
Exactly.
But what if it's super low?
Well, then I can't drive over a rock.
And just dank as fuck.
What about speed bumps?
Don't go over them.
Go around.
I live in a speed bumped area.
Just jump it.
Guess you're not going home. But like a movie that like, I don't like Pulp Fiction.
Really?
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
I love Pulp Fiction.
I've.
Then again, I love almost every Quentin Tarantino.
I don't care for The Fifth Element.
Okay.
That movie with Bruce Willis and the girl from Resident Evil.
Mila
Jovovich.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that movie.
Fair.
Snakes on a Plane. I didn't really care.
That's
for that
not.
Movie.
That's not a highly regarded
that
movie.
That belongs in the last part of this conversation.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've
the
seen
good bad.
It did get an Academy Award though.
Oh, good.
There you go.
For what? Yeah. Like music or something?
No, it was like it was best. Yeah, best CGI.
Best snake.
Best snakes.
That's a lot. I don't know.
Snake titty scenes.
No, that's like an MTV music or movie award.
I love the edited version for TV.
Yeah.
These Monday to Friday snakes on this Monday to Friday train.
Is that really plane. How it goes?
Yeah,
it's bad.
You guys remember Anaconda movies?
Oh, I remember. I've seen the first one.
The second one was my favorite. The first one was good. I was really upset that Owen Wilson died.
I haven't seen it recently enough to even know
he's
that
in
he
the
was
first
dead.
One.
The only thing I remember from the first movie is when the guy swallows the bee, and they have to cut the bee out of his throat with a straw and stuff.
Oh shit!
And that scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah, dude, the second Anaconda movie is really good. The first one, Owen Wilson, Ice Cube, and some other girls in it.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Owen Wilson did it. Remember Arachnophobia? And Eight-Legged Freaks?
I remember Arachnophobia, because that's the movie where the spider crawls into the sleeping grandpa's mouth,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, and that used to freak the shit out of me, too.
Remember Eight-Legged Freaks?
I never saw Eight-Legged Freaks, but I know what you're talking about.
I feel like they're the same movie.
No, Arachnophobia wasn't, like, they didn't, like, grow really big. There's just a bunch of spiders in this town.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Spiders?
No, talking about movies that people liked and I hated. Inception.
Really?
I
and Shutter Island.
I watched Inception.
I hated them both. God,
I was very intoxicated. And I watched Inception and I fell asleep at the beginning.
Oh shit.
And I had
kind of what the movie's about.
I just didn't think it was that great.
I like Shutter Island. It had a really cool story, but it just seemed...
Well, the problem
really
I have with Shutter Island, and I haven't seen it, but like...
Oh, we're going to do this now. It's like a roller coaster.
The problem I have with it was because like I guessed what the ending was.
And you were right.
And I was right. Yeah. And then someone had told me, because I wasn't really interested in it, but someone came back and told me, and I was like, oh, now I don't need to see it. Because I've kind of got it.
But there's more to it than that.
Sure, and I get that, and I understand that I should probably still see it, but like that was like, I was like, oh, well, I kind of... called it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the movie Shudder? You guys seen the Shudder?
No.
It's like a scary movie.
Sounds familiar, but I don't think
it's like
you didn't like Inception?
No.
Sorry, I didn't make that job.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I liked Inception.
I watched it three times, hated it all three times.
Why did you watch it three times?
Three people asked me to go see it.
All right.
I'm a good friend.
I guess so.
Whoa, hey, easy.
I mean,
let's not make a rash decision.
I do understand how, like, when the van is falling off the bridge, that's an hour and a half sequence.
I think it's a great scene though.
But like, an hour and a half sequence? How long is this movie?
It's at least 45 minutes.
It's a great scene.
But like the thing is falling, and I feel like every time they go back to it, it's a joke. Like, oh, it's still falling. You know, all this other stuff's going on. They're in the hotel room and everything.
But it gives you a really good, like, you know, spectrum of how the time's working at the time. You know, how things are going on inside the dream.
But it's just, it's so ridiculous.
I think that's the premise of the movie, too. That's probably why it's not explained. They just come in and it's like, all right, we know how to do this, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Or just straight up tell them what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't, you know, make your own business.
If you die in the dream, do you die in real life?
Yes.
Even if it's not your dream?
Yes.
Yeah, it's what happened in the movie. Well, no, he lived, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The ending is very vague.
Could still be in a dream.
The Matrix was all right. I didn't care too much for The Matrix.
The Matrix is better if you don't know anything about it before mm-hmm. you watch it, because then you get like that weird, like you're like, what the fuck is going on? That's like From Dusk Till Dawn. If you don't know it's about vampires before you watch it,
nope.
You're like, what the fuck's happening? Because like yeah. a quarter into the movie, everyone's killing each other because they're vampires. You're like, what the fuck's going mm-hmm. on? I thought this was a Western. Oh, man.
I can't think of any other, like...
All the Dusk Till Dawn, like, prequels are shitty.
I didn't see any of them.
They're so bad.
I don't know. I can't think of any other, like... Like, there's old movies I haven't seen that I need to. Sure. But, like, other than that.
What about the other way around? Any movies that you love that is just terrible?
Batman vs. Superman.
Really?
Yeah, I like that movie. Huh. I also like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really like Suicide Squad. A lot of people hated it.
George Clooney is Batman.
You like Batman for Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Really?
Because that was the first Batman movie I'd ever seen.
I guess that's fair. You have that like nostalgia for it.
It was very
but
campy.
It's a pretty bad movie.
Yeah. The Batman suit had nipples.
Yeah.
That's great.
But now I know where they are.
And now I'm not confused.
Yeah. At least we know he's not deformed.
That's true.
He is a normal dude.
He's got another nipple on his shoulder.
Oh, just, what's that?
That's why his cape's there. He's got a bunch on his back.
It's an imperfection. It's fine.
The suit just got hot.
The next suit won't have it.
Yeah. I like Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad. People don't like Watchmen. I like Watchmen.
I like the Watchmen.
That was
I like
pretty
that
good. Too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Evil Dead, the new one.
What about Superman? Man of Steel.
I haven't seen that.
Didn't watch it. I don't care.
I thought
Superman
it was
all right. Movies.
I don't like Superman to begin with.
Well,
but I thought it was all right.
And I really don't like Superman. But I'd like to still see it.
How do you guys think the Justice League movie is going to go?
If you're asking me, totally fine. I'm super excited for it. The new trailer that I saw today was fucking cool. Put out a 4-minute trailer today. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
more.
I saw it too.
I'm excited for it. I'm a big Batman fan, so more Batman content's gonna make me
I wish
happy.
They did Flash differently.
Why?
Instead of
what
him
mean?
Being all electric, I wish that he was just fast. Like,
well, he is just fast. That's just kind of like the effect to get him, like, just like that's him leaving. That's the space-time continuum fucking up right there.
I don't know. I just don't like all the electric special effects for the Flash.
That's fine.
The Flash is my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to, like, run super fast. Like, Flash is, like, my favorite superhero of all time. But... Yeah.
My favorite superhero doesn't exist in movies.
Who is it?
Nova.
Who's that?
Yep.
Exactly.
There you go.
Who's Nova?
He's in the Guardians of the Galaxy and they didn't put him in the movie and it pissed me off a lot. It's okay.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, now I was going to switch subjects real quick because he's all upset.
No, I just figured I'd let you guys say your favorite superhero.
Who's your favorite
superhero? Well, we don't need Gage to answer.
Spider-Man's good.
Yep.
Well, what's Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire Spider-Man? The one guy that nobody knows.
No one help him. Who is it? What's his name?
Go ahead.
Who is
the second Spider-Man?
Amazing Spider-Man. Who was it?
What's his name?
Clay.
Clay.
Clay Mandarin.
Yeah, Mandarinton. Yeah, Clay Mandarinton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep.
Great actor.
Awesome.
Great actor. Thanks,
guys. Thanks.
Cool.
Proud of you.
Who's the third one?
Or the third one?
The one from Homecoming.
Yeah, who's that, though?
Simon.
Yeah.
Powell. Pambington.
Yeah, you're really good at this. Simon Pambington.
Good. It's Andrew Garfield is the amazing Spider-Man, and then Tom Holland is the new one.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
But those are the answers.
So which one is your favorite?
And by the way, it was Tony Maguire.
Yeah.
Not Toby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You idiot.
Is it really Tony Maguire?
Yeah, dumbass.
God.
He's totally Toby.
Yeah, it sure
you fucking
was.
Asshole. I fucking hate you so much.
Anyway, do you have a favorite incarnation of Spider-Man?
I mean, I really liked Homecoming. Okay. I thought it was pretty good. Wasn't really a huge fan of Tobey Maguire.
Really? Spider-Man 2 is fucking dope.
Well, Spider-Man 2, yes, but 3?
3 is terrible.
Oh, I like Spider-Man 1.
Spider-Man 1's good.
The third one, yeah, the third one was a joke. But trash. The first and the second, Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, were
Spider-Man
awesome.
2 is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't care for any of the Amazing Spider-Mans. I didn't even watch any of them.
I laughed. Can I say a spoiler? You're not going to watch it.
I guess.
Okay. At the end of Amazing Superman 2.
Spider-Man. Great.
Did I say Superman?
You sure did.
Fuck.
Yeah. Fucking Spider-Man. We got it. You fucking got idiot.
Tony Maguire. Betty.
You get dumb, in here, Betty. You dumb ass.
At the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, when he killed...
Gwen Stacy.
Yes. I laughed.
Why did he kill Gwen Stacy?
He was trying to save her. She was falling down this, like, bell tower.
Clock tower.
Clock tower,
and he missed her?
No, he grabbed her. And then he pulled, and she hit, and right when she gets to the ground, her head just...
Bounce.
Smacks the ground.
Bounce right off the concrete.
Wasn't Gwen Stacy a superhero?
Yeah.
Well, she was the black cat, right?
No.
Who was Gwen Stacy?
She's
Spider Gwen. Well, yeah. That's her name.
I thought she was the black cat.
In the fucking... I have a Spider Gwen book around here somewhere. I can't fucking find it. And I really want to read it.
Isn't that an alternate universe? Because I thought she was black cat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure... I think you might be right.
She's black? No, I didn't. I thought she died in the comics.
Well,
no, I was pretty sure she was black cat.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't... Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Because in her origin story, Peter Parker dies. She's the one that's bit by a spider, and she's in a band called the Mary Janes.
That's fucking dumb.
No, it's really good. I love Spider-Gwen. I think she's awesome.
Isn't that the one with the white and black suit with the purple like wings?
Yep. I think she's great. I love that suit, too. It's really cool. My favorite superhero. Batman.
What? No.
Shocker.
Okay,
no.
Going back to Spider-Man, have you seen the old... Fuck you.
I'm just saying. Shit. I just wanted to throw it out there.
What did you see the episode of Spider-Man when like all the different Spider-Mans from all the different dimensions get together?
No.
Dude, there's like some really badass looking Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Like there's one that's like metallic silver is the webbing where the red and blue are, and then it's black and where the blue is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it looks sick as shit.
That almost was like the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah, kind of. And then there's one that's like, it's in that one newer game where like it's like the blue and it's the blue and red, but it's like all like different and mismatched.
It looks kind of looks purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Morales is reversed. I don't know. Well, I think he's kind of black.
Who?
Scarlet Spider, maybe?
I don't know too much about Spider-Man.
I watched the old cartoons a lot.
Really?
That and like Spider-Man and Friends with like Starfire and
Starfire.
Yeah.
She's not in Marvel. Isn't Starfire DC?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what's her name then? It was Spider-Man and Friends. It had Iceman and one other person. It was pretty much Starfire, but it wasn't like this Teen Titans Starfire.
Okay. Mm. I don't know.
But yeah.
Could you find it?
No. I couldn't see anything about it.
Who is Black Cat then?
Felicia Hardy.
There you go.
That's the only thing I could see for Black Cat. So I don't know.
I always thought it was Gwen.
I could have sworn it was.
She died in the comics, and that was like a big turning point for Peter because he couldn't save her, and then he moved on.
Mm. What happened to Mary Jane?
He smoked it all. I'll
leave. All right, get Betty.
Yeah, Betty. We need to replace Kyle. Good thing we brought Jared. He's just gonna be late to everything.
Mary Jane was always just the emotional crutch for Peter.
Wasn't she like Spider-Girl?
So there's a comic where there's a Spider-Man story where they do get married and they're in a relationship for a long, long time, but they keep trying to have a kid.
Mm-hmm. And it just has a spider.
Well, here's the thing: he keeps trying to impregnate her with radioactive semen. She gets cancer and dies.
Holy shit!
And that's a real Spider-Man story, and it's fucking emotional.
Holy shit.
It's and like I never thought of that happening, but then like when I saw the comment, I was like, son of a bitch, this is deep. So he's all sad and depressed about it because he fucked his wife to death, basically.
Jeez.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I really like, I've been really getting into the Robin origins.
Okay.
Of like all the different Robins.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which one's your favorite Robin so far?
I'm torn between Tim Drake and Jason Todd.
Okay.
But I like Dick Grayson and then Jason Todd and then he dies and then he gets brought back to life and then Tim Drake, he gets all brainwashed and shit. And I do not care for Damian Wayne.
Really?
No, I like do Damian. Not care for Damian.
I like Damian because I like Talia.
Because so. I thought it was fucked up. I thought it was funny that he got like hung, Damian Wayne.
Sure.
Just because he's like a little kid. He's like 12.
And they, like, beat the shit out of him and hang him. And it's just like, whoa.
Batman, dog.
Cool.
Who's next?
Well, we already know that he's fucking pissed about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Not having Nova.
Still mad.
Who is Nova? What is that?
Huh?
Explain that to us.
Explain
what is Nova?
What? He's a fucking... So, in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, they have the Nova Corps. And when they introduced it, I was really excited because I thought it was going to be him. I thought he was going to be there. He wasn't. It's Richard Rider. He's basically... He's, I guess, kind of similar to Star-Lord, but he actually has superpowers. So...
I like the guy with the whistle.
Yondu.
Yeah. Yon,
he just whistles.
He's Mary Poppins, y'all.
What?
What?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, it's way to fucking go.
No, I yeah.
If you live on the internet and you have not seen a video or like a picture of him as Mary Poppins,
well, yeah, I've seen that.
So you already know.
I don't have Facebook
either way.
Yeah, I hate you. So
that's fair.
Isn't Nova also supposed to be in the New Warriors? And he's not.
Well,
in that
you know
show
what?
Either.
I don't know. He's supposed to be some gen. Anyway, I don't care.
I think he's part of the New Warriors comic.
I'm over it.
What about the new Thor?
Now,
Ragnarok.
What about it?
You guys excited for that?
Yes.
I mean, I am, but I'm not a big Marvel guy.
I don't really care for the Thor movies. I didn't really care for Thor in general.
See, yeah, I haven't seen the second Thor movie either yet, so
probably not missing much.
That's I haven't seen any of them.
The first one sucks.
I'm excited to see why the Hulk is in Ragnarok.
It's pretty fucking great.
Have you seen it?
I think I know
the
what it's
movie's
about.
Not out yet.
Like,
well,
like
yeah,
it's based on Planet Hulk, where they have you seen the end of? You're already shaking your head now.
Because okay. You know he hasn't seen the movie
at the end.
He just wants us to tell it to him.
At the end of the second Avengers, they put Hulk in a plane, in like a ship, and they just send him off into space. He ends up crash landing on a planet, having to fight for his life. In a big, like, gladiatorial...
I feel like that'd be pretty easy for him.
You would think.
Yeah, which it should be.
But, I don't know. It's pretty great.
Hmm.
Sounds pretty fucking cool.
I'm not into Marvel.
Marvel movies are way better than DC movies.
I disagree.
Well,
no, it's okay to be wrong sometimes.
I guess so.
Do you like Superman?
No.
Why?
It's too much.
He's too powerful.
Yes.
That's the thing. And
Superman's a bitch.
I like it. I like Superman when they use him as a plot device for being evil, like the Injustice games do,
mm-hmm.
or even like in Batman vs Superman a little bit, where you know, he's just fucking just protecting Lois at that point, where mm-hmm. he doesn't care about anybody else, he'll kill anything just to protect her. So I like it the way they do that stuff, but I think Superman becomes too much too quickly.
I think it's dumb that his secret identity is him with glasses.
Well, and nobody knows.
But that's an old trope. Like comic, I mean, when you have 1930s comic books, things are different.
Yeah, I guess. It's like, oh, this guy has glasses, and he looks a lot like this guy, but it can't be him, because he's got glasses.
Wait, weren't they gone? Wasn't Superman fighting a guy, and he was gone the same day? Huh. Well, whatever.
Didn't he call
out?
Yeah,
PTO, it's fine. But, like, Superman to me, I know I've said this multiple times, but... Superman to me is the kid in the playground that cannot be beaten.
Sure.
He's like, no, you can't beat me up because I'm like weak to, was it kryptonite?
Yeah.
Or no, I can fly. I have heat vision.
I can actually do this too.
Yeah.
It's the kid just when you're playing cops and robbers and you're like, I shot you, and you're like, no, it went between my arm.
Yeah.
Well,
it bounced off of me because I can't get shot.
One of the problems with Superman's weakness is like his only weakness is this space rock that no one can ever get. But for some reason, everybody fucking has it.
Yeah. Lex Luthor can buy it for like
Lex has it.
$1.
Batman carries it in his fucking pockets. Like everyone's got this thing, and he's like, how the fuck do people keep getting kryptonite? It's bullshit. It's too much.
Or his other weakness is magic.
But I don't like magic heroes at
so,
all.
Like, if he does the thumb thing, he's like, oh, God!
And he's like,
and he just falls apart.
I'm dead.
His head explodes.
Yeah, he can't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So, I don't care much for Superman.
I hate him.
But, you know.
But the movie, not so bad.
No, that's good.
Hmm. So, yeah.
Well, awesome.
We're at 53 minutes. Where do you want to go next?
Shit.
You got something to close it out, or do you want to end it there and save it?
Hmm.
I don't think I really have anything else.
Yeah, today we tuffled.
Yep, there it is. Bye, everybody.
Today we tackled the tough issues of shitty movies. What you did as a stupid child.
Well, what you stupid childs did.
Children.
No, childs.
Children.
No.
All right. It's okay to be wrong twice in a day.
Never once.
Again, you can follow us on iTunes. It's How We Do Podcast.
We have an official, well, we aren't like official, but we have a Twitter. It's at How We Do Podcast. Mm-hmm. Send us any questions that you guys might have that you feel like we should touch on. If you guys need help with anything, we're not
need
gonna
a helping hand. We're here to hold it.
Yeah, we're not going to be the best advice, but we're going to be more than what you got. Again, I'm Ian, and
this I'm Kyle.
Yeah, I'm Jarrett.
I'm Gage,
and this has been How We Do.
Can we edit like the GE off the end of his name when he said that?
So he just says I'm A.
No, so he says I'm gay.
I'm the editor, and you're going to hate this episode, Jarrett. Bye, everybody.
See Bye, everybody.